and now the face of poverty in rural America. Older Americans are much better off today than they were back in the 1960s, when one-third of the senior population was considered poor. The poverty rate for the elderly is now just 1 in 10. Some credit Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and other assistance programs. But NPR's Howard Berkus reports that the safety net these programs provide is fragile, especially in rural areas and among senior women.
Imagine life dependent on a knock at the door.
Hi there.
Hello.
How you doing? You got your commodities.
Hey, ma'am.
Would you like them?
And a cardboard box of free government commodity food delivered once a month.
One fat dry milk, corn and flakes, 2 boxes. We have peas.
Billy Lease sorts through the food box in her senior's apartment in Harrison County, Ohio, where close to 16,000 people are scattered across 400 square miles of rolling Appalachian hills. It's as rural as eastern Ohio gets, and it tells a familiar story for seniors in rural places. As Lise tells her story, she uses the word we, even though husband Edward died more than 2 decades ago.
We have rent and utilities, car insurance. I have to have a supplement because Medicare doesn't pay it all. They only pay 80%. We don't have enough financial security. It's hard to do that.
Lise is close to 80, she says, and she gets by on less than $250 a week. Her husband worked at a coal mine and steel mill, but he died 6 months short of a pension. So Lise depends on Social Security and a safety net of county, state, and federal programs.
Is it difficult for you to accept this kind of help?
Oh, yeah. Has been. I've never had to do that. When I was very young, we were through the Depression and all of that. And of course, it leaves an inscription on your mind about what went on. And when you start slipping and going back again, it makes it hard.
Did you ever imagine your life being like this?
No, never did. Well, I did think we would have the pension, which would help me, but we don't, and I don't, and I try to do the best I can.
Billy Lease is not exceptional in Harrison County or elsewhere. According to the Census Bureau, close to 30% of rural seniors age 65 and up are poor or nearly poor. That's 5 percentage points higher than urban and suburban seniors. This poverty rate rises for women, climbs even higher for widows, and continues to climb with age.
We've never seen it so bad. People are doing without medications, and they're worried about trying to heat their homes, and they're just more and more in need.
Suzanne Bauer directs the County Senior Center, where she's worked 20 years. The center distributes 186 food boxes each month. Bauer says there's a need but no money for at least 50 more.
Each month is just a crisis for them. Do we buy food? Do we buy medicine? Or do we heat our house? That's their choice. If you see the economy that we're dealing with, you know that they're going to be in need.
The Harrison County economy once boomed. Workers commuted to steel mills in neighboring counties. Miners dug coal above and below ground. There's no better symbol than this of the prosperity of the past.
This is the Silver Spade. It is the last, to our knowledge, remaining very large mining shovel in operation, at least in the eastern United States.
Chris Copeland is Harrison County's Economic Development Director, and he stands at a strip mine where a machine as big and as loud as Godzilla works in a narrow man-made canyon. It scrapes truckloads of limestone, exposing a black seam of coal 4 feet thick.
It went into operation in approximately 1965. It is the width of an 8-lane highway, and it is the height of the Houston Astrodome.
And it's about to be retired, replaced by something smaller but more efficient. That's also the trend for workers. According to Copeland, 3,000 miners worked in this and the neighboring county 40 years ago, about 300 mine now. One steel mill alone had 12,000 workers, but now?
I think with recent layoffs, fewer than 1,000.
So those industries are still here. They're still important to the community, but by no means are they the juggernaut that they were at one time. It's a very different place than it was 20 or 30 years ago in pretty much all aspects.
Some workers spent their entire lives at those jobs. Wages and benefits were better than ever. Children followed parents into the mines and mills and stayed close to home in case aging parents or grandparents needed help. There was plenty of tax revenue for programs helping the poor, and Main Street businesses thrived.
There was once a nice car dealership in this town, and there were a few nice restaurants, there were shops, and there was a society that supported everybody in its way.
Bill Lowry works for the Mid-Ohio Food Bank, which supplies Harrison and 14 other counties with those monthly food boxes for seniors. When coal and steel declined, Lowry says, the good jobs dwindled and younger people moved away.
They've got families of their own, and they need to support themselves. And 65 miles east of here in Pittsburgh, there's work. 120 miles west of here in Columbus, there's work. The people who are left are the people who had bought homes 20, 30, 50 years ago. But they aren't worth anything because the young families that would ordinarily be moving into a house like that are buying houses in the suburbs of Cleveland or Columbus or Pittsburgh. And what's left is the people who raised their families here and lived here, and now they're here by themselves.
Most of those left behind are women. According to the Census Bureau, elderly women are twice as likely to live in poverty as elderly men. In Harrison County, 80% of those served by the senior center are women. Most are widowed or divorced. Some lost pensions when mines and mills went bankrupt. Some also lost family support when kids and grandkids left. Suzanne Bauer at the senior center.
Every month I get calls. A daughter will call and say, my mother lives in Harrison County. What can you do for her?
And where's that daughter?
Usually in Texas or Mississippi or a long way off. And they stay away. They can be in their 50s now and they're still away.
So Harrison County is aging. Close to 20% of the population now is 65 years of age or older. And they outnumber young people aged 18 to 24 almost 3 to 1. Many of the jobs today are service jobs, averaging just $7.50 an hour. That's poverty pay for a family of three. Low wages also strain the tax base and the safety net seniors depend on.
I've talked to Suzanne, who's the director up at the senior center, and I've told her, I said, as long as I fiscally can, I fervently believe that, you know, the seniors need to be helped, and I will do it as long as I possibly can.
Scott Blackburn directs the Harrison County Office of Job and Family Services, the primary supporter of the senior center. The food box program, he notes, is federally funded, and it's targeted for elimination in the president's proposed budget. If that budget cut holds, 500,000 seniors nationwide will lose their monthly food box deliveries. Funding for other key programs is also uncertain, says Harrison County's Scott Blackburn.
They're teetering, in my opinion. It makes me wonder and worry.
Based on what you're describing, it sounds as if the safety net that keeps people from going over the edge here in the county is itself on the edge.
I think that's fair to say, as far as the way the funding has always been in the past and the way it is now. I truly agree with that.
There is hope for a brighter economy, which could lead to better jobs, a bigger tax base, and more money for social programs. And it's something Economic Development Director Chris Copeland is eager to show off.
We are on Dickerson Church Road. We're headed to the site where Harrison Ethanol LLC will build its facility. That will be a $73 million capital investment in the county.
Copeland sees all kinds of potential for the ethanol plant, which will sit atop a reclaimed strip mine and an abandoned farm. We sit by the site in his car, sheltered from a cold wind and snowflakes, looking across a placid lake.
We're hearing weekly from businesses that are interested in starting in the county because they know that there will be spinoff opportunities as a result of this project. They will employ 107 people on site. They'll have an additional 60 truck driving jobs, but I think that the added number of jobs in the community will be far outweigh those numbers.
And as if on cue, a small red pickup pulls up with two men looking for work. They were just laid off from a steel mill.
Is this ethanol plant's going to be?
Not yet. But they've been clearing some vegetation.
Yeah, I see that.
Hopefully we'll break ground in the next quarter of this year, sometime in the late spring.
Is that right? Where would be a good place to go to try to get one of those jobs? I'm an
electrician. The optimism about the plant and the economy is not shared by some of the seniors dependent on boxes of food provided by a program that may soon disappear. To them, it seems bad everywhere. They worry about their children and grandchildren growing old and facing what they face. Bernice Hawkins lives in a seniors' apartment in Harrison County.
I think it's going to be harder for them. Both parents have to work in order to have a standard income, I guess. I just wouldn't want to be growing up now. I'm glad that I'm where I'm at today, because I feel sorry for the people that's bringing these children in today. What have they got to look forward to? Not much right now.
And here's Marie Chambaugh, a 94-year-old widow, still living in the bright yellow farmhouse she was born in, sitting by her monthly food box at the kitchen table.
The way living is now, the cost of living and everything, I pity the young people. The way things are going, everything's getting worse instead of better.
Chambaugh just spent close to $900, almost her entire monthly Social Security check, to fill her fuel tanks with heating oil. That's the third time she's done that since summer.
I think of the coming generation, what they're coming up to.
When you think about your granddaughter's future and maybe growing old here, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I don't think she'll grow old here. I think she'll probably live someplace else.
Harrison County, Ohio is not unique. In many parts of the country, rural counties are losing jobs and young people. Older folks remain, and some struggle to survive after leading comfortable lives. Outside the Harrison County Senior Center, pallets of food boxes ride a lift from a truck bed to the ground. Inmates from the county jail stack the boxes on hand carts and wheel them inside, where those who couldn't wait for deliveries stand in line. Some called for days, I'm told, wondering when the food boxes would arrive. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
We have photographs of Harrison County, Ohio, and more on our website, npr.org.